Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Studio 1776. I'm your host, Daniel Leach. I'll be joined tonight by Eric Jones, the Freedom Screamer from Courtroom Watch. And we're going to be talking tonight about political prisoner Tyler Whitman. He is a political activist. He is also from South Carolina, and he's in a state-sponsored detention center on being forcibly medicated and medically kidnapped. Now, tonight, we're going to also be joined by some Navy veterans on this program here this evening. And let me go to my co-host here, Eric Jones Hughes.
Hey,
welcome to the show, Eric.
Which those two last names, Eric Hughes Jones. Thanks, Daniel.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give the show to you, Eric, because you know I'm in a spot where I can't do a lot of communication here.
Gotcha. Yep, Daniel's in a quiet place, and that's good. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Of course, it's Studio 1776, and we're getting the word out where nobody else will. And we're getting her done one case at a time. And tonight's case is an emergency. We're going to try to help out a man named Tyler Whitman. Tyler Whitman is a Navy veteran who served his country very well and admirably and honorably. And because he went to a VA hospital and tried to expose government corruption and government harassment, he was targeted as mentally ill, just like Anna Taylor in our last week's broadcast. Just like Chris Cave from Las Vegas, who's with us tonight on the phone. He's going to join us, as well as Gary from Michigan, Dave Pruitt in Missouri, and hopefully a bunch of other people through a conference call that's going to be joining us, mostly military people there. And we encourage them to please assist in the release of Tyler. This is an egregious situation. He went to the VA hospital and started exposing corruption in a very logical and kind of, you know, made a lot of sense. He wasn't going off on any weird tangents, and I spoke to him, and he's perfectly sane. He's just like the rest of us. He knows the government's corrupt, and he went and tried to get it fixed, and of course they labeled him as a schizophrenic because, you know, people who disagree with the government are supposed to be, I guess, now mentally ill and lock us up in a psychiatric ward or a prison camp. And if people think that's an exaggeration, and if people think that's hyperbole, it's not. General Wesley Clark, the multi-star general. I don't know how many stars he has. I've got military people. Wesley Clark is not a patriot. Wesley Clark is a globalist. He's a traitor. And he recently made the statement in public that people who are disloyal and disagree with the government and the war on terror need to be locked up like we locked up prisoners of war in Germany in World War II. He said it's not freedom of speech. It's disloyalty, and if you don't go right along with what the U.S. military wants to do, and I'm not talking about the good guys who are serving and girls, I'm talking about the evil pieces of garbage at the top of the chain who are telling the lower people to go commit horrible acts including self-sacrifice that's not in the interest of patriotism. It's in the interest of medical and scientific research. And Tyler is now the subject of a research experiment at a psychiatric hospital. He's being forcibly medicated. He's being told that his current residence, that if he does not comply with the forced medication that the court ordered, of course, the witch's court had to order forcing drugs upon somebody who doesn't need them, because Tyler, if he refuses his medication, which he does not need, then he gets sent off to the psych hospital lockdown where they're going to tie him up and stick a needle in his arm and force him into a coma. No joke. This is what's going on with the veterans. As soon as a veteran does the right thing and comes clean and says, here's the corruption, here's the evidence, here's what's really going on, they get labeled as mentally ill, and they get locked up and put in a drug-induced coma or in a situation where they're basically walking in circles for the rest of their life. And then they do look like they're insane, but they're not. What you're seeing is the drugs. It's not the people's mind. So we want to get Tyler out of the, I believe they call it a, the facility that he's living in right now is kind of an assisted living facility. He's perfectly able to take care of himself and go back to work. He's even willing to give up his $3,000 a month that he's entitled to get the disability diagnosis removed, and so he could go back to work and be a normal, you know, so to speak, functioning member of society. I told him, screw that. Keep the money. You're entitled to it. For what they put him through, he's entitled to $20,000 a month, at least, for the torture and the misery and the persecution and the civil rights violations that he's been undergoing at the hands of his own military handlers, the most dangerous ones in the medical military research complex. It's not the military industrial complex. It's the medical industrial complex that all the other tyrannies funnel into and service. And so with that prelude, I'm going to see if we have Tyler on, because we were able to get his call in and out today, and if everything's going well, we're going to hear from the man himself, and people are going to hear that it's just a normal. If we hear some noise, thank you, Tyler.
What number is Tyler calling in from? Do you know? I have a 508 on the line.
803 area code.
I don't have an 803. I only have a 508 number.
Okay, that might be Frank. We encourage Frank to join in.
Well, the caller is not on mute. So, if you caller, you're there. 508, would you please speak up? Let us know if you're supposed to. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, very good.
All right.
So we want to try to get I'm going to send a text to Tyler right now and let him know that we're live. I did get a return text from him letting me know that he got my message and he should be able to. He said it was a go for tonight, so I'm hoping he's just about to call in. I'm going to Frank. You may, if you have Tyler's number, you may also send him a text just in case they're jamming. They're jamming on my end. Okay, so I got Tyler's number here. Tyler, right now, and I'm going to wonder if Chris Cave in Las Vegas is with us. Chris, are you with us tonight?
No, right now, Eric, the only caller is Frank, and my girlfriend is actually on the line too, Teresa.
Okay. Sounds good. You will? That we were going to have a broadcast tonight, so be looking for Gary's 949 area code and Chris's 702 area code in Las Vegas, as well as Dave Pruitt. Now, I know that Blog Talk Radio has given us all kinds of problems. Dave Pruitt's tried calling in the past, and he's gotten jammed up. And I know Chris is always under attack. He got locked up for 2 months like Tyler did. So we're just going to continue to attempt to get our guests on here. I'm going to send Chris now. And I appreciate all our people joining us tonight, especially from Single Parents Helping Single Parents. We need to get the word out, and we need to get as many people to call on Tyler's behalf. We're going to be posting the numbers up on Courtroom Watch courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com, and those you, that's where you can go to find all the numbers to call about Tyler's situation. And if the system that's holding him sees that people from all around the country are calling interested in his case, then it's going to make a big difference, and they're going to usually end up doing the right thing and letting him be released. So the rest of Tyler's story is he gets labeled as a schizophrenic, basically exposing government corruption, and he gets put in a conservatorship.
Eric, I believe, Eric, I do believe your guest is on the line. 803,
oh,
go
that's
ahead.
That's him. Okay, let's get right over to Tyler. Daniel, go on mute, and I'm going to turn it, Tyler. Basically, just give us, you know, say hi to the people. Let them know you're just like the rest of us. You're not insane. You don't need to be where you are. You're supposed to be being released in the very near future, even according to the witch's court, who said that your release date is pending. And now because, Tyler, you did not want to take the medication that's killing you, they are telling you they want to hold you for another 6 months because you're refusing the very medication that's causing veterans and service members to commit suicide at the rate of over 20 per day. And so Tyler had every right and every duty to refuse that medication. The medication is lethal. Tyler does not need the medication, and I can turn it over to him right now so everybody can hear that that Tyler's a normal guy and he needs to be released. Tyler, how's it going?
Hey, Eric, thanks. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through great. So just continue on. Give us the brief rundown of your story. If I got anything wrong, correct me. Fill in any gaps you'd like to fill in. And, you know, give us the kind of the thumbnail sketch, and then you can fill in details as we go. But I just want people to know that you're a regular guy locked in a psychiatric ward because your political beliefs were in disagreement with the powers that should not be. Go ahead, Tyler.
Right. Well, I'm not currently in a psych ward right now. I'm at a residential care care home, is what it's called. And well, starting out my story, I got out of the Navy in 2011. Was feeling great. Went to the University of South Carolina. Studied in mechanical engineering. So I have about 2.5 years of mechanical engineering under my belt, and then I switched to graphic design. And I have about a year of graphic design under my belt. Then I moved apartments, and my mother and her husband had a lot to do with the apartment that I moved into. And then I noticed the person that was living above me moved out automatically when I moved in there. The person that lived above me put up a for sale sign, and he got out of Dodge. And then these weird people moved in that were wearing sunglasses, and they had really nice vehicles, and they were carrying boxes of like briefcase with, they had like have three or four people carry these up the stairs to the apartment. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting in my apartment one day, and my brain starts vibrating in the chair where I'm sitting at. It was very painful. It was weird. And I got up and walked out of the apartment and came back in, and it started again at the same spot I was sitting at. And so it just escalated and snowballed from there of incidences where I was basically being tortured in my own apartment with things I didn't even know what was going on. So I in my naivety, went to the VA for help, and I told them what was going on, which was very, very stupid. I'm kicking myself in the ass till this day. But they automatically slapped a diagnosis of schizophrenia on me. And from there, my mother moved all my stuff out of my apartment, and then I was forced to go into a homeless veterans center because I couldn't move back. I didn't want to go back to that apartment. Let's see. From there, I moved into several different homeless veterans centers, and I acquired the disability because I saw a psychologist when I was in the Navy, but that was for alcoholic issues. When I was in the Navy, I saw a psychologist. So I guess they tied that with what was happening to me outside of the Navy, which of course had nothing to do with that. And I explained to the VA, these are symptoms from electromagnetic influence. I provided them the DOD directives, the patents that match up with the DOD directives that allow them to do non-consensual experimentation on random citizens. So they just have a cluster of symptoms, quote unquote, that they use to give me this false diagnosis. And I acquired the disability, which is $3,000 a month. So that's helped me out. But I started doing oxycodone, which was also another stupid decision of mine to deal with the pain from these attacks that I was having in the apartment that I was in 2016 to 2017. So in 2017, you know, I told my mother what was going on. I told her I was doing oxycodone, and I still explained to her, hey, look into this phenomena of targeted individuals that's going on around the country. And she, you know, is full force ahead with maintaining that I have a diagnosis of schizophrenia. She's working with the mental health case manager with the VA, the psychiatrist of the VA, and my lawyer. So I want to break to there's someone who works for PACTS, P-A-C-T-S. His name is Todd Griffin, or Todd Giffen, G-I-F-F-E-N, and he contacted my lawyer and he said, look, you're not representing your client in court. You're not providing any expert witnesses or documentation that shows that he is not a schizophrenic, and you're allowing his mother to take guardianship of him. And he left a voicemail saying he has a psychiatrist to testify in court to say that I have a false diagnosis. And so what does my lawyer do? He contacts my mother and tells her, we got a situation here. We have an outside influence. And I have on recording a lunch that I went to with my mental health case manager and my mother, where both of them are saying, this guy's a crackpot. This guy's going to rip you off. This guy is not to be trusted, as referring to Todd Giffen. And I said, look, you're just saying this because you two are trying to maintain this diagnosis of schizophrenia, and any outside influence is threatening to you. So they sounded like they were trying to silence him, basically. So I've been working with Todd Giffen.
Let me just interject right there. What he was doing is very similar to what we do and what we are going to do starting tomorrow morning, which is ask questions, the uncomfortable questions, and we're going to ask it of the attorney and the judge and the CEO of the facility. Why are you holding this man? He's clearly coherent. Okay, so look, you've got documentation that says the government is legalized experimenting on people however they want to and not tell the people. And you also have documentation that says you're not schizophrenic. So, of course, they don't want to hear that because it screws up their research and the targeting. Now, I can verify the people. I mean, Eric the Freedom Screamer, am a targeted individual. When we were doing the Bennett trial in New York, which was a SAFE Act gun violation trial, I had 250 texts from my outbox on my telephone completely disappear in the blink of an eye, only on the Shane Bennett case. So it was obviously the New York State Police Intelligence Unit or one of their other various associates blanking out, removing stuff from my phone, jamming me up. Lori Anderson, the great reporter that's going to be on your case this week in a good way, doesn't get my messages for a week. That's targeted individuals, and that's electronic harassment. They're jamming up my texts and my voicemail. So Lori, the great reporter that she is, doesn't get a hold of these cases in time, and all of a sudden the clock expires, and of course they're just trying to chew up the clock on us in a lot of these cases by blocking media interaction, blocking activism. I had my jury nullification flyer blocked on Hagman and Hagman in front of 450,000 listeners the night I was on with Matt Bracken, who's always on Alex Jones. It was me and Matt Bracken. He had the first hour. I had the second. Go to the archives and listen. And the reason I'm doing this, saying this, is so people can realize, yes, Virginia, there is no Santa Claus, and they do target people. The government targets people who are effective activists and people who are awake to the truth, which is the government corrupt, and they're experimenting on people whenever they want to. And so I want people to know that electronic harassment is very real. It's happened to me. It's happened to Lori Anderson. It's happened to Daniel Lee. And Tyler, back to you.
Eric, there's a DOD directive that – hold on. I'll bring it up right here. There's a DOD directive that clearly states they can have non-consensual experimentation on persons of interest. But anyway, going back to what I was going to tell you, Eric, is that I have the affidavit. I sent it to you in an email
the stipulations on the affidavit to my court order, which are comply with medication as prescribed. This is why they're trying to keep me here, is because they caught
right.
me cheeking and they caught me putting the medicine under my tongue. And so they're saying to the judge and to the mental health case manager, to the psychiatrist and to my mother slash guardian ad litem, because she took me to court. I failed to mention that to everyone on the call. She took me to court and got a guardian ad litemship, and my pathetic attorney was just bowing down and telling her, okay, this is why you're going to have her, your court, you know, not defending me whatsoever. And I guess this is the attorney that I'm forced to have through the court, but I'm going to contact him and tell him the way he handled the voicemails through Todd Griffin, he is not standing up for my constitutional rights. He's not representing me in the way that I want him to. He contacted my doctor behind my back. He's only allowed to talk to people that I tell him he's allowed to talk to.
Now, Tyler, let's put a couple of names out there. What is the name of the doctor who diagnosed you as schizophrenic when you started mentioning electronic harassment to him? Do you remember his name?
That was a long time ago. No, I don't. I can tell you who my current psychiatrist is. I can look that information up. I'll be able to tell you that.
Who is your current psychiatrist? And name whatever names you have.
His name is Dr. Otherson.
Okay.
O-T-H-E-R-S-E-N. Dr. Otherson. He's a psychiatrist, physician through the W.J.B. Dorn VA facility in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay. Now, what is the name of the facility that they're right now? Let me get something clear for people. So where Tyler is right now, I mean, you may not call it the psychiatric. They may call it the rehabilitation center or whatever, but it's what you're being held there against your will. You can't just get up there and walk out. Am I correct?
Of course. Yes, sir.
Okay. So Tyler is being – and this is how they sugarcoat. I want to especially – huh? I want to especially let the single parents out there know that this is how they sugarcoat things. So when you see on the TV, you know, the senior care assisted living facility, that's where they put people against their will who have their stuff taken by the courts, and they're put into exactly what Tyler has, which is called a conservatorship with a guardian ad litem. It's a legal term made up by the attorneys. And that basically means they turn all your affairs over to somebody else. And the guardian ad litem can be anybody. It could be a stranger, an attorney, somebody who's evil and that you don't even know. They don't always appoint
this person. And
if your family is fighting with you, then your mother may not be the best choice for that, even if it had to be done.
Well, she's the perfect candidate for the program that's being run on me because I believe she's complicit along with her husband, who they're
right.
always making – They're always making little sneak attack comments to me that are relate to occult, like secret society type of verbiage that they say to me under their breath, and it's very very creepy. It's very sick and twisted. It's just parasitic. I mean, they're not nice people, and they're taking away my freedom, and they're forcing me to take this destructive medication that shrinks my brain, that causes – one of the other guys here that I stay with, he's older. He's about 60-something. But he's been taking the Seroquel for 20 years, and he can't control his movements. He can't control his mouth. He can't control his wrist. He's always shaking. I don't want to end up like that. I don't want to be like – I don't want to take this medicine for the rest of my life. So they caught me putting it under my tongue. And this is the stipulation that I broke on the affidavit that I sent to you, Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah.
Hello?
So, Dee, I want to reiterate that people that Tyler's being held against his will at the sugar-coated assisted living facility, which is nothing more than a private prison, where Tyler is being forced to take Seroquel, which is going to destroy the rest of his body and turn him into a vegetable. And because he's smart enough he's observant enough, Tyler sounds pretty sharp to me. He's smart enough to know the medication's poisoning him. He doesn't want to take it. He doesn't need it. There is no evidence that Tyler is a threat to himself or others, and that's the legal standard. Tyler,
Eric,
thank you.
Eric, Eric, I have it on recording. I bought a little recorder for $40 here from the office, Max, and I've been recording every conversation. So I have a lot of good conversations to send to you. I'm going to send you every single one of them, Eric. And the one that's most significant is I have my mom on recording saying, "You're not a danger to yourself or anyone else." She says, "I believe you're not a danger to yourself or anyone else." Okay, that nullifies everything that's being done to me here. Right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So where do you go from there? That door should swing open.
Go ahead,
Daniel. You're up. Yep.
All right. Well, I got another caller here from 989 area code.
That's Gary in Michigan. Gary's been in the military much of his life. Gary, welcome to the broadcast. How are you tonight, Gary?
I'm right here. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring in Gary for a little comment and make sure he's updated on the situation, because Gary's gonna make some phone calls to the military brass, hopefully, and the chaplain down there in the area, and the vicar general, and we're gonna see if we can shake the tree and Tyler can walk out. Because Tyler, now tell us. So welcome, Gary in Michigan. We'll get right to you in a second. Tyler, indicated by the court that your release date is coming up soon, and they want to keep you there for putting that poisonous medication under your tongue. And now let me reiterate, this is one of the very medications that's causing so many veterans to very sadly commit suicide at the rate of somewhere between 20 and 30 a day, and that's what they're reporting. A lot of them go unnoticed, unreported, unsung hero, but 20 to 30 at least a day, veterans killing themselves, and mostly it's because they've been basically screwed up in the head by the antipsychotic medications that they've been prescribed by the VA and the psychiatrists and others in the medical establishment. Is that correct, Tyler?
Yes, that's correct. And it's, last time I went to the psychiatrist, I was just focused on him decreasing it. You know, any leeway he could give me, and then he decreased it to 400, and they're still giving me 500. So the psychiatrist said right there, and they said they have to have documentation and writing, or something saying they have to decrease it to 400, but they're still giving me 500. So I was putting it under my tongue for about 2 months, two and a half months, something like that, and they finally noticed me doing it, and now they make sure to look into my mouth and make me shake my tongue around, and to let them know that I'm taking it. But I just took a dose right now here at 8:30 Eastern time here, and I can feel it coursing through my veins. It's like a bitter, like an acidic feeling. I can feel it when I wake. I can't wake up in the morning. You know, I'm really, really groggy, and it's just throughout the day, I have a loss of energy, I'm lethargic. It suppresses serotonin and dopamine, so those are the feel-good chemicals. When you wake up in the morning, the sun comes up, and you feel at ease, you feel positive. I don't feel that. I feel, being roboticized or something. I have brain zaps, I have brain bubbles and these types of things, and I don't think that's from the targeting, because they've actually stopped targeting me. They started back in December, and I went to they actually forced me into the psych ward at the beginning of December, because they said when I showed up, they took me to the VA psych ward, and they just told me that they were taking me there to talk to somebody, and I had no idea that they were forcing me to go into the psych ward. And they automatically came out in the ER and grabbed me by the arm and took me back there. And they said, "Get dressed out, because you were walking around the neighborhood trying to blow up cell towers." They actually accused me of that. They said that you were talking about blowing up cell towers. I never said anything like that. So that right there is an indication that I might be on some, covert documentation for terrorist information prevention system or something.
Sure. Well, see, once this is the problem, once you get in the psychiatric system, they can make up anything, and they can say you were going to do this. They don't have to show any evidence.
they don't have to bring any. They can make an accusation that you're a Martian, another planet.
Hey,
they don't have to have any evidence. Go ahead, Daniel.
I just want to say that if we wanted to play that Tyler discussion with the psychologist, I can play that right now. I mean, if you guys want me to play that audio, I can do that.
Tyler, yes, sir. Please. Who is this?
Daniel. I'm the host of Studio 1776.
How do you have that, Daniel?
Send it in the email. I just opened that up, buddy. Just downloaded it on the show.
Daniel's my partner at Courtroom Watch. So he pulled it out of the email you sent, Tyler, and we already got it ready to roll. Would you like us to play that?
Wow, that's okay, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Daniel, you got to go on. It's really bad there, so go ahead and play that.
Yeah,
play.
I will. All right.
Neutral.
Okay. Kind of no comment?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see how holistic herbs would cause me to feel like I'm being attacked by something.
Oh no, I'm not saying that. I don't know that the herbs had anything to do with that. I'm just saying I don't know how the herbs might or might not interact with the quetiapine, with the medication, and influence the way that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly possible. I just, you know, a lot of these herbs, there's not a lot of.
So you're admitting that taking the herbs by themselves without taking the quetiapine would be good. So what does that say? What does
no,
it say about the quetiapine?
No, I'm actually not saying that. A lot of those herbs, there's little evidence that they actually can be beneficial, and some of them certainly may be harmful.
He's talking about holistic
and
herbs.
Some of them that you've taken in the past have some opiate qualities to them that certainly could have had influence over your illness, over your schizophrenia. And I know that you disagree with the schizophrenia diagnosis, but so I'm not saying that at all. It's not accurate to believe that taking herbs simply because they're natural or holistic, that they're not capable of harming you. That's completely incorrect. Anything, if there's nothing
wow.
you can take that, even if you,
everybody
even
on
water,
you
drink too much water, you can cause harm to yourself. Does that make sense? Well, it doesn't. Water's water. But people who drink water excessively can actually cause significant harm to themselves because it washes out important vitamins and nutrients in the body.
So now you're assuming that I was taking too much of the herbs. So.
No, I'm just saying that we don't know a lot about a lot of these herbs. And
is it too much water?
No, I'm just making a comparison that you're saying that herbs are harmless or something to that degree. And I'm saying that water, people think of water as harmless, but it's not when taken in excess. And what is the right dose of these herbs? Well, that's not really been well studied. And are these herbs beneficial? Well, that's not really been well studied. There's anecdotal evidence. There's not, for most of them, there's not strong scientific evidence. And again, we disagree on what is strong scientific evidence or what is proof. I stand behind that if it hadn't been compared to a placebo in a double-blind, randomized, controlled trial, then it's no better than a sugar pill, potentially.
A lot of those trial tests and things are done very rapidly, so there's not a lot of time devoted. Some of the results are behind some of the medicines are put out there for profits for a big pharma. So, but there would be really no proof of me having schizophrenia based on a cluster of symptoms.
This is your mother's concern and our concern is that you're no commenter or neutral opinion about taking the medication. Really, I believe is that you don't think you need the medication, that you don't have schizophrenia, and that taking the medication is more harmful than taking the herbs. So why would you continue to take the medication on your own?
Right, I don't feel that way now. I do what I have to do, you know. So if I'm required by the VA to take the medicine,
it's not the VA.
Then I'm going.
We're not requiring you to do anything. The VA has, again, this is a misconception. We're not here to control your life.
Dottie.
We're not here to force you to do anything. We're not here to say this is what you have to do. We're here to help treat an illness that we've diagnosed. You disagree with that. I understand that. Those around you see it differently. I think your mother sees it differently. We see it differently. And we're only trying to help you. It may not feel that way from the inside looking out, but our job is to actually make your life better. I feel like your impression is that we're trying to control your life. And that's, I have three children. I have enough trouble trying to control them. I don't want to control anyone else. That's not my job. I don't want to be your parent. I don't want to tell you this is what you have to do. I want to help make your life better. And I believe that by you taking this medication, that it does, in some meaningful way, make your life better. That's my belief. And that's why I'm prescribing it for you. If I didn't feel that way, I wouldn't be prescribing it for you.
Okay, let me butt in here.
All the alternative.
Put that on hold for a second. I want to comment on a couple of things here. Everybody go on mute if you're not speaking, and when I shut up, I'll put myself on mute because we got background noise coming from somebody, so do your best, people. We just heard right there, first of all, Tyler was asking the more tough, the tougher questions and doing the better interrogating. I mean, he really put the psychiatrist in, and rightfully so. Tyler did a great job there. The psychiatrist said, we're not forcing you to take the medication. So why are they forcing him to take it back at the hospital and saying, you better swallow this, lift up your tongue, and let us see that you're not hiding it, or else we're going to take you back to the psych ward and lock you up over there where it's even worse. So the psychiatrist just said he doesn't have to take his meds. Great. So that's off the table. No reason to hold him for cheeking, whatever the term is, when you put the tuck the medication away in your cheek so you don't have to swallow it.
I want to tell you, thank you so much. You have no idea the feeling this is having this support and this help right now. I literally want to cry right now because I've been going through this for 5 years, this unfair treatment. And you're right, we do have that on recording. We have much more on recording.
You're doing a fantastic. I'm amazed that with the drugs that you're on, they're forcing you to take tonight, that you're able to hold up as well as you are. I'm more of a nervous wreck and a broken down lunatic right now than you are. Long shot, because this is really scary. If people aren't worried by what they're hearing tonight, you got a serious problem with your blood not being warm enough, because this ought to scare the living you know what out of everybody listening to this right now. You all ought to care that this could happen to you. All it takes is to have things go bad with your mom. Listen to how much it seems like your mother's running the show as to whether you're going to be incarcerated. If he's the guardian ad litem in control of $3,000 a month, that's not that change these days. And if she's broke, I'm sure money is an incentive. Now, how about this psychiatrist guy saying, I believe that this medication will help you? Doesn't offer any evidence, doesn't offer any studies, no proof, but he'll diss the herbs, meaning he'll say, wow, there's no proof the herbs do anything. There's little study on that. And then he'll pimp the drugs, the really poisonous stuff, and say, I believe this is good for you. I believe it will make your life better. And I feel that this is in your best interest. Listen to what that lunatic psychiatrist just said. I believe and I feel. He offers no evidence or statistical, empirical, or observational evidence that those drugs are any good for him. But he'll say
he needs to be locked up and tortured. I have.
What is that, Tyler?
He needs to be locked up and tortured like I have for the past 5 years.
I'm going to suggest that everybody that participates in our phone blitz, which is the numbers are going up tonight, okay? Whatever I got, I'm posting it. I'm not waiting on this. While Tyler's being poisoned to death, and forgive me for getting excited about this, people, because this is scary stuff. This could happen to any one of us. There was a time in my life not long ago where my family tried to pull this shit on me, pardon my language, and I didn't let it happen. And having a bunch of people around, you know, even out of state making phone calls on my behalf, like Dave Pruitt and Chris in Las Vegas and Gary in Michigan and all the courtrooms, that would save my life because my parents were going to try to put me in a psychiatric hospital because I was basically my political beliefs. I was doing the courtroom observers, and I was with the National Liberty Alliance, and I had my own group over there and a bunch of people joining, hundreds all coming in, and people liked what we were doing because we're getting her done one case at a time. We don't have to go into talking about the New World Order and the Jesuit Freemasons and the Rothschild Banking Establishment and the Committee of 300. That's all very real stuff. I don't even have to go there. Because every single case I do, just helping the little guy like Tyler or Anna or Daniel or Jody or Dave or whoever needs help, Chris, whoever needs helping these people one case at a time, not only saves their life, it gives me some something to do, and it accentuates exactly what the government is. Each case explains, illustrates very clearly the medical industrial complex, the military research, the abuse of the veterans nationwide and worldwide. Our veterans are the most abused people in the world. They take it like a man and they take it like a woman because they're tough and they're patriots. But they're the first ones who are in the square hairs of the Antichrist system, whatever you want to call it. But this is truly evil that they're poisoning our guest, Tyler Whitman, poisoning him to death slowly to put him into basically a coma so he can be a source of funding. Both disabled veterans are given, not directly, but the system charges us, the taxpayer, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year per disabled veteran with all the benefits and social needs. The system makes a fortune incarcerating veterans because it's profitable and it's easy to do. Look at this structure they have. Look at the VA hospital. Look at the power of this psychiatrist to say, to lock somebody up and say, I believe this drug will help you. I feel this medication will make your life better. Of course, the feeling and the belief wasn't good for the herbs. There's no statistical research studies to support that herbal stuff, the stuff that God gave us, the stuff that really works. And of course, there's no statistics and scientific university research study to tell me that the herbs are actually working.
You hear him try to make the thing with the too much water?
But he can pimp out his drugs like a real drug dealer just on the belief and the feeling that they're going to help you. No research study. The herbs have to have the research study. But the drugs that are killing you don't have to have any study. I just have to have a belief and a feeling that it's going to make your life better. And if he said we're not controlling you, that means you're walking out the door Monday morning, and I'm going to make the CEO's life of that facility miserable. I don't care what they do to me. What's the name of the CEO of the facility, the guy and his wife? The name of where they're holding you and whoever's the managing director, that highest up person you can name. Go ahead.
Eric, I already sent that to you in a text message. But
no, I know,
and
I want you to
at the
I
end
know,
of stuff, letting everyone know on the call, right? So
I'm putting that information up for the whole world to see tomorrow or tonight. So I want you to say it on air. You're in this with both feet, Tyler. What's the name of the facility and what's the name of the people who run it?
Okay, you could probably look it up on the internet. It's called Passionate Care Home.
Passionate Care Homes, okay. And what's the name of the CEO or the managing director, as far as you can tell?
His name is. Listen, I'm in a house where.
You're there. I got you. I understand you're there now, so you can't say his name. Understood. We'll get it.
I'll say it. So it's Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Donald Martin, uh-huh. M-A-T-I-N, Donald Martin.
Okay, Donald Martin. Okay, great. He's going to be a public figure as of now, so we might as well get it out there. But I appreciate there's a limit to what you can say because folks, Tyler didn't run out and go to a payphone. He's there right now. As he told you, listeners, listen carefully. He was just forced to take a medication that he can tell is killing him. He's perfectly in control of himself. He's not even skitzed out on this phone call. He's not going to schizo out when he walks home down to his apartment if he had one. He needs to be in control of his own life and his own money. His psychiatrist is profiting from Tyler's incarceration. The facility, Compassionate Care Homes, isn't that special. They're profiting from Tyler's incarceration. Tyler's mother, God rest his soul, is profiting from your incarceration. Go ahead, Tyler.
Well, I was just going to tell you the amount. They're taking $2,000 out of my out of the $3,000 from – so all of my bills and everything, I have a vehicle. I had a vehicle before I came in here, so I pay that. I have a credit card. You know, all my bills and everything equal out to about $1,000. So I also have Social Security disability. But listen, like I told you earlier, Eric, I am willing to throw all that in the trash to have my health – and my well-being and my positive outlook on life back without taking these fucking brain-shrinking, brain-stifling drugs. I'm willing to give the Social Security, which is $800 a month, and the schizophrenic disability, which is $3,000 from the VA. I don't want that anymore. I don't want it. I want to go back to work. So, you know, so if I can have this diagnosis reversed, you know, I'm not wanting to maintain that. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, well, they're making that. They're making – and other veterans that are here are paying $2,500. But I can't speak for them if they're also targeted individuals. I can speak from my same experience – from my experience, which is every apartment that I lived in for the past 5 years, which is four apartments total, felt like I was in some type of – directed energy shooting range, you know, torture chamber in each apartment. And, you know, so physical vibrations in my nervous system, you're not going to sit here and tell me that that's a genetic inborn chemical imbalance. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's external, obviously, so it's either electronic or it's drug induced. And I don't doubt that these things are going on, especially with the list of medical experiments that I dug up that the U.S. military has performed over the last about 70 years. And when we get to later in the show and we have a little more, I don't want to take out too much time from Tyler because I want people to know, hey, this guy is, because he's under attack, does not mean he's crazy. I've been under attack before, and it didn't mean I was crazy. I know Dave Pruitt is on the call tonight. He's been under attack multiple different times. It doesn't mean he's crazy. Gary in Michigan is in his 80s now. He's going to join us shortly. He's been under attack by his own county sheriff for being a political activist. He's not crazy. Okay, this is a pattern of people who disagree with the government or who expose harassment as being labeled as mentally ill. And it's got to stop, because if we can let it happen to Tyler, okay, it can happen to any one of us or our children and grandchildren. So I want to focus on what the psychiatrist said. He said, we're not trying to control you. That means you should walk out. You should not walk out on your own, but I mean, they should let you walk out. I'm not advocating breaking out. Don't do that. That's only going to get you screwed and give them reason to try to hang on to you. You want to kind of comply. Well, Chris is with us tonight. Hopefully, I don't know if Chris got in 702 area code. But if Chris is with us,
let's listen to the rest of that recording, and then we'll move on. If that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, Daniel, I'm going to turn it back over to you for the remainder of the recording. This is Tyler with his psychiatrist. This is the psychiatrist.
All right, so I'm going to try playing the recording from where we had it left off.
All right.
So hold on. See if I can forward it. I'm not sure if I'll be able to or not.
Okay.
Neutral.
Kind of no comment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to allow me to forward it to where we were.
I don't see how holistic herbs would cause.
I think we're going to actually have to listen to it from the beginning.
Like being attacked by something.
It's 17 minutes long, Eric.
I don't know the herbs had anything to do with that. I'm saying I don't know how the herbs.
Say that again.
I think we got the idea. We don't need to finish it out. We got the idea of where the psychiatrist – I think we've heard enough of that for now. I'm going to post the entire interview at courtroomwatch.com. Daniel, you can do that now or later tonight. Or it can be early.
Well, this recording is going to go on YouTube. If you go to Courtroom Watch on YouTube, you'll find this. Probably tomorrow some point.
Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this? Hey, is this Amy?
Yeah, me.
Yeah,
well, while I was on the line with Tyler, the VA was calling me, making an appointment with me, or saying that I had an appointment on Monday that I canceled. Because, yeah, they tried to pull the same kind of garbage on me, like what he was saying in the little meetings, secret meetings.
Okay, thanks for adding that. This is Amy. Amy was in the Air Force for almost 20 years. Thanks for chipping in on that, Amy. I wanted to kind of recap what the psychiatrist said, which is two things. He said we're not trying to control you, which means that if that's the case, he ought to be released immediately. And the second one was he has only a belief and a feeling that these medications will make your life better. He didn't say they'll heal you or mitigate any illness. He said, I feel these will make your life better. Now, how much more nebulous and vague and ambiguous can anyone possibly be? It's ridiculous. He has no studies. Oh, of course, he's got to have the evidence and the studies for the God-given natural herbs, but he doesn't need anything but his belief and his feeling for the hardcore drugs, which are killing Tyler. And so two things I want to accomplish with this show. I wanted people to know that Tyler's basically like the rest of us. He's under attack, but that doesn't mean he's crazy. I don't see any signs of schizophrenia. And look, there's a lot of people, you don't get locked up for what Tyler is going through right now. It's insane. The whole system is insane, and that psychiatrist is a raving lunatic and deserves to be in the same situation that Tyler's in, being forcibly medicated because somebody has a feeling and a belief that this medication will make your life better because your mommy said so, and the people around you, like your mom and myself, who are his mother and himself, they're conspiring against him. It's called conspiracy. Title 18, U.S. 241 and 242, says conspiracy against civil rights. Okay, so don't tell me that it's a conspiracy to use the word conspiracy. It's part of the federal U.S. code, and that was put in place in the 60s to protect the blacks from the KKK, et cetera. So anyway, oh, by the way, it turns out the KKK is managed by so, and look into that yourself, folks, if you don't believe it. So this is what we're going through. The enemy is within the gates. The enemy is not in Syria. The enemy is not in Iran. The enemy is not in Poland or in Africa or in Russia or even China, but they're pretty close. But it's within our own gates. It's in the VA. It's in the medical establishment. It's in the private care facilities that are profiteering by conspiring with family members to incarcerate their own people when they happen to come up with something that's a little, maybe not something you'd hear every day. So what? Let's look into it. Let's investigate it. Why are they not helping Tyler either to prove or disprove his claims? If there's such a problem with what Tyler is presenting as far as electronic harassment, which I already know exists because I've been through it, then why not disprove it? Why not show us the evidence that was false or that these are made up things? I want to see. They're not making a very good case for incarcerating Tyler. Why? Because you disagree with his political beliefs? So if he's a little quirky and eccentric, people have been quirky. Mozart and Van Gogh cut off his own ear, and his paintings sell for $50 million. They thought Van Gogh was crazy, and his paintings are selling at Christie's and Sotheby's in New York City for $45 million plus. All right? So one man's crazy is another man's genius the same way. I mean, all these people, the real Einstein, people think they're nuts. They're talking about splitting atoms and all this other stuff. So I don't want to hear from anybody about the crazy people talking about targeted individuals. I don't really like that term because everybody's targeted if you're a patriot. There's so many targeted. You might just say the government is against us, and that's a very easy case to make. So let me see what Chris is texting me here. I'm going to tell him to call now. Chris is about to join us, and Chris is a brilliant common law scholar. Chris filed papers with the court that would have gotten judges put in prison, and they flew him on a jet plane from Las Vegas to Lakewood facility in northern Nevada, where they stuck him for 2 months until we were able to wrench him out of there. But Chris is like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the famous Russian author who was locked up for his political beliefs because he was a dissident and he disagreed with communism. And he said, you know, we got to have freedom. And he got locked up. Chris is also went through that same type of situation in Nevada. And I'm just texting him to call now. He was wondering if it's too late to call in. So he should be joining us shortly, Daniel, from a 702 area code. And so and we will post the entire interview and all the documents that Tyler has sent us on courtroomwatch.com. And there people can listen to the rest of that interview. But I thought I heard enough for now. I heard that doctor, nothing more than a drug, said, I'm not so much worried about how the herbs will affect your schizophrenia, supposedly. He says, I'm more worried about how those herbs are going to interact with the medication. Mr. Drug Dealer with the white lab coat. You might as well go out and be Huggy Bear on the streets and be pimping and hoeing out like with everybody else. No different. Mr. Drug Pusher. Quit pushing the drugs and no evidence, and he's worried that the herbs might interfere with the medication.
Eric, I just wanted to let you know we have some other callers on the line here. And they've been on mute for quite a while. I'm going to go over some numbers. If you recognize them, let me know. Hold on. Let's see here.
That's Gary. We'll get to Gary in a second.
We got 949. Say that again.
That's probably Amy. Who else you got?
513.
Okay.
And then 860.
Connecticut, we got. We appreciate that. Maybe Connie.
Should I bring Gary back in?
Bring in Gary for a minute and then put yourself on mute because he's always there. As I've got you. If you can go to the bathroom or something, do that.
Yeah, no, I can't. Sorry. Hold on. Anyways, the other calls are open right now, so.
Sounds good.
Doing a great job. Thanks a lot.
No problem. We're going to go see if we can bring in Gary from Michigan. This is Gary, our spiritual advisor. Gary, comments on the political assassinations and incarcerations of patriots, especially military veterans. This guy with us tonight, Tyler, served his time in the Navy and served it honorably. Some comments on that and then a prayer, Gary, and take your time. We got plenty of time tonight. Gary in Michigan, are you with us?
I'm right here. I just unmuted.
Great.
Yeah, it's a very interesting patterns. The patterns seem the same. They just use different people. And as I've stated before on calls, that the two worst years of my life were in the United States military. It's the most evil place on the face of this earth. That they put us into. It's like an incarceration camp, and you learn that you do what you're told, no matter what they tell you. And if people don't quite understand that, you know, they say, "Well, you know, I can do this and I can do that." Well, no, you can't, because if you get shipped to Leavenworth and you stack rocks for a while, you sure learn in a hurry. So I had films on it, film clips, and I had people that knew quite a bit about it, and they told us how nasty it really was. So they make it that way. That these people that are dealing in this realm, they are totally evil. They're totally without a creator. I sometimes wonder if they have ever had a soul. And you can tell by their reactions when you ask them certain questions. Okay? And then they find a person like Tyler, or somebody that's vulnerable in a case, and they move in on them. They kind of remind me of a bully in school. He only works and reacts when he's in hiding, where nobody can see him, basically. So this is what they're doing. Nobody sees what they do at the VA, so they continue to do that.
Yeah.
Our Father is going to make a judgment call. I'm not in the judgment call business, and probably a good thing. And I'm sure Eric would make a good judge also. But we're not going to have to judge him. they've already judged themselves. So this is one of the things that is going to be that we're going to be able to see all these evil people who have done all these evil things to individuals without any cause. There's no cause for what's going on with Tyler, so I can hear it and pick up on it. And all over the country, this is going on. We had a lady on a telephone call last night from Colorado. She went into the incarceration of people into a mental institution, and she really is a sharp lady. I can't remember her name, and I know somebody's picked up with her, but I'd love to have her listening to this one and make comment back. But because I've never went through that particular situation, and Chris has, and I'm sure that I'll yield to Chris here after we have a quick prayer here, and because he is the expert on being incarcerated, and how to get in and out of it, how you get in it, how you get out of it. So with that, we'll ask our Heavenly Father, which I call Yod He Vahe. This is his paleo name, and this is his holy name, and we ask him that as we come again to the throne to ask him for his intervention into situations like Tyler's. We pray, Father, that you would take that time to reach out to one of your own and touch him and touch the people around him, that he might come forth for a release and the efforts are put together by the people who make the calls. We pray that thou bless and strengthen them also as we go into maybe a phone blitz. But we ask that you'd continue to keep him strong, keep him alert, and keep him to do the right thing. And we ask this all in Yod He Vahe's name, so be it.
Awesome, Gary. Thank you so much for that. That's Gary in Michigan. Chris, are you with us yet?
Well, seriously, I am very much, and I think Gary.
Okay. Here's what I want. Chris, Tyler, I want you to know the gentleman that's coming on right now, his name's Chris. He's from Las Vegas. He went through exactly what you're going through pretty close. I want everybody to go on mute. That means you, Amy, Daniel, Gary, myself. Nobody's exempt from the muting. Everybody on mute so we can hear what Chris has to say. Chris, I want you to go slow. We got tons of time. This is a big case because everybody in the military should be watching the case of Tyler Whitman. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, just go through some of his history. Give us some of the cases and some of the meat and potatoes of how the government is lawfully entitled to experiment on people. Give us those statutes and any cases applicable to Tyler's. Any comments you have? Las Vegas, go right ahead, buddy. I'm going on mute.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. I apologize for the phone ringing here in the background. He said I can mute that down a little bit, and I'll quiet that. Yes, the cases that I was citing previously are 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom Thurmond, Thurmond, I think it is. It may be M-U-N. My apologies for not knowing the correct spell. The Strom Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961. It has another evil, wicked twin sister called Freedom from War in a Peaceful Society. That's U.S. State Department Bulletin Pamphlet Number 7277. This insidious and dangerous piece of legislation, law writing, that would be, that's what the word legislation translates to, specifically gives the federal government and the agencies of the militant industrial complex, I did say militant, not military, because military provides for order and structured administration of military rule, whereas militancy or militant acts are the most egregious, abusive, forceful means of obtaining compliance from a population that's being occupied and taken over. Another word that comes into the vernacular in this particular range of deviant activity is brinksmanship, which was conjured up by Alan Dulles, the first head of the CIA here in America. It was formerly from the Mossad MI5, Mossad Israeli 5, Mossad MI6, before he came over here. And so in this State Department Bulletin pamphlet 7277, Freedom from War in a Peaceful Society, it sets forth the disarmament UN Agenda 21 plot to take over America by disarming us so we have no ability to guard, protect, and defend ourselves against foreign or domestic enemies, or tyrannical government in particular. The 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act, which has other iterations that you might be more familiar with, known as the Patriot Act, subject to the 9/11 attack on the World Towers by the Bush cabal and his associates, the Grant and Gang and others, who actually imploded those buildings. There are very strong suggestions that were directed energy weapons, low-level nukes, and perhaps even more insidious things that were planted in that building before it was imploded and brought down. Building 7 was never hit at all. But the State Department Bulletin pamphlet number was by the progenitors, the grandfather of G.H.W. and George Bush, supposedly, Prescott Bush, who was also, like the other Bush boys, a skull and bonesman. The bloodlust cult of the skull and bones at Yale University, the secret society of the deep dark state that we are dealing with today. Most all of the members of the CFR and many of the people occupying offices and agencies, which are not part of the government but are particularly outside the government, are particularly skull and bonesmen. But this State Department Bulletin pamphlet number 7277 and 10 United States Code 2358 are both 1961. And this was the Kennedy and Johnson era. So these things have been going on here in America for quite a long time. Now, this State Department Bulletin pamphlet, the 10 United States Code 2358, the National Defense Authorization Act, later on the National Defense Authorization Act of 2000, and then I think there was another rendition in 2015, and maybe one in 2017, as I recall. I prefer to call it more accurately the Kill a Patriot Act, because it gives the federal government, supposedly, and the defense organizations, DNI, Defense National Intelligence, you can also go with the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, the NSA. Some suggest CIA is the communist infiltration of America. The NSA could be the Nazi infiltration of America. And given that the Bush family comes from the Georgie Schraff, S-C-H-R-A-F, sometimes spelled with two Fs, who were part of the Nazi paperclip program that were brought in post the so-called World War, whenever they incorporated all Hitler's knowledge and intel guys and rocket scientists like Wernher von Braun and others into America, and many of the more devious sides of practices of the Nazi government, Dr. Mengele, this is Dr. Mantell, appears to be part of that entourage of the Mengele group that was dealing with our other friend, Angela, recently. These people were brought in to... Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, it was Anna. That was the Anna Taylor case. Chris just connected the dot between the paperclip and our recent case with Anna Taylor, who may be joining us on the phone, but I'm not sure if that's her in 860. But Anna's doctor came out of that whole medical research establishment. Anna Taylor, the case that we just worked on 2 weeks ago, got her out of the psychiatric ward. They put her in there for standing up for herself in court. And her psychiatrist worked not only, is he a German that came over under the later years of Paperclip and took over the work of the Third Reich doctors, but he's also now the doctor for Connecticut State Department of Children and Family Services. And he spent years working with the United States Special Forces Green Berets, studying their aggressiveness, competitiveness, patriotism, compared it to that of peace pacifists and dissenters and war protesters, and wrote a book that's for sale called, it's right on Amazon. I wouldn't buy it, but it's called True Americanism, and it's written by Dr. Mantell, who is Anna's psychiatrist. He's the Connecticut doctor now for the courts. He's basically a paperclip doctor that took over the Nazi research, and the thread that binds and goes down the deep rabbit hole, which we may not have time to get into tonight, but we may. I want to kind of talk with our guests and Tyler and about the history of all this. But he's a member of what's called, this is Anna's psychiatrist in Connecticut, worked with the Special Forces, came out of Germany, and he's a member of the Max Planck Society, P-L-A-N-C-K, Max Planck. And basically the Max Planck Society is the new name for the old Kaiser Wilhelm Foundation, which was started in 1911 under the Kaiser and supplied all the doctors for the Third Reich. I always make the contention, now that I've learned what I have, the World War II death camps were not about extermination. They were about medical research and experimentation. People got exterminated there. I'm not saying they didn't, but it was more about what everything said was the medical research. That was the tip of the top of the tyranny. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you very much. Unfortunately, an aspect of these people practice these dark, diabolical arts, so-called, these practices of black magica. They created the 10th Psychological Operations Unit in the United States Army. This was the predecessor for other iterations or versions of it being brought about in the other branches of our so-called armed services. And they all have these deep, dark cults where they've used demonica and dark spirits and secret magicka practices to try to invoke dark powers to give them the power to prevail over their intended victim or opponent or adversary, as the case may be. Of course, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter is a frequent citation. I'm not sure who said that, but it is very much in play today. As you recall, Harry Reid declared all American people to be terrorists, especially patriots in particular. And whenever you've got somebody that's declaring patriotism, the love of American ideals, culture, family values, Christian values, to be a terrorist, you have to wonder where his oaths and allegiances lie. And I assure you it's not with American ideals. He's obviously sold out to special interest factions. This psychopolitical warfare by Kenneth Goff, G-O-F-F, and its associated pamphlet by Lavarenti, L-A-V-A-R-E-N-T-I, Beria, B-E-R-I-A, the former head of the Soviet KGB, who wrote a version and a pamphlet called Brainwashing. This is what psychological operations is directed towards. And you hear it abbreviated as PSYOPs, special operations, and other labels they put on it to kind of diffuse and misdirect people from knowing what they really are. These were originally engrafted into the military and introduced as a PSYOPs type of warfare where you can conserve, because Sun Tzu's Art of War tells us that the most advantageous, most efficient, most cost-effective means of committing warfare is through psychological warfare, through putting your infiltrators into your enemy's camp to get intel, to find out what their troop strengths are, what their weapons defenses are, what the spirit of the people in the camps are, what the best way to attack them is, and find out their weak points, their vulnerabilities that can be assaulted. And many times, if you know that inside information, then you can psychopolitical warfare terrorize the people into just giving up, and you don't have to waste resources, manpower, have your people killed, maimed, lose arms and limbs or eyes and other types of things that happen in actual armed combat. So psychopolitical warfare is a very effective and efficient means of carrying out warfare, much like today when we see this false flag scenario being perpetrated in Syria, where there's no actual factual proof, material or otherwise, that Assad was behind these things, if they even happened, whether anybody was actually killed or whether they just are doing a wag the dog scenario of green screen snooze news, which is fake news, which is put out for the consumption and the deception of the American masses of people. So these are very, very dangerous times for America, in my opinion. I think that most anybody that has two cents to rub together would probably at least perceive that something is dramatically wrong in America when our so-called representatives perpetually tell us untruths and posing us truths, when they lie to us, don't give us accurate numbers, and from the Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, Smith-Mundt Act, the addendum to it by Obama in 2015, gives the, it was kind of a resurrection of that thing that had already been done away with, but he, like a zombie, brought it back to life. Lazarus syndrome he seemed to be suffering from, of bringing a dead piece of legislation that was useless and diabolical back to utilization for his own evil purposes. And it gives the government and its so-called stakeholders and private posed as public partners, corporate agents, sub-agencies, the ability to lie and tell other than the truth to the American people or their customer base for any means or schemes they deem to seem necessary or proper or lustfully satisfying to their political or terrorism agendas. So what we find is that in this writings by Kenneth, you want to say something, Eric? I'm sorry.
No, I was just, I thought you were taking a pause, but you continue. You're doing great. Keep going, Chris. It's very interesting information that, about psychological operations and how this is the military operates at its, well, I would say that's their preferred way to go. They don't have to ever fire a bullet or drop a bomb or launch a rocket or to go anywhere. If they can convince people of things, if they can control people's minds through the psychiatric system, this is the scariest. Boy, it's really appearing that the medical tyranny is the tyranny that all the others service. You know, in other words, it's at the top because this is where everything is ending up. And I'm just noticing here how Anna Taylor's case, and people, you can follow these at courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. The Anna Taylor stuff from a few weeks ago was up there. The new stuff for Tyler is not yet. I wanted to get Tyler on air tonight, and so people could hear that he's a real person and he's perfectly about as normal as the rest of us who are all getting abused by a corrupt government. You don't have to go far these days to find people who agree that the government's corrupt and it's jerking people over at the least case scenario. Whether they're on the left or the right, it doesn't matter. Everybody's getting jerked around by the government, overtaxed, dragged into the witch's court for something stupid that they shouldn't be. It's, you know, so it's very, it's not a stretch to say that we're in the right and we have the moral high ground. We're not dreaming up conspiracies that the government's corrupt. Heck, boy, is it corrupt, man. Wait till we get into some of the details on that in the next week's broadcast. I might touch on a few things tonight, but I'm just noticing how this Anna Taylor case from a few weeks ago with her woman locked up in a psychiatric ward, kind of like Tyler. By the way, they put her in a psych ward in Connecticut with all men. I thought that was really weird and disgusting.
Yeah, Eric, it's just Daniel here. Hey, listen, I want you to know, I want everybody to know, if they go to Courtroom Watch right now, I did put up a quick article, just some notes here. It's called U.S. Navy Vet Tyler Whitman Medically Kidnapped, Locked in Psychiatric Ward, and Forced Medicated. That's today. You'll find that right there. And you're going to find the Anna Taylor locked in the psychiatric ward as well, exposed to court corruption and witness, and a YouTube video. So we're going to keep this updated. We're going to keep adding stuff to it. Tyler's PDF file that he sent for the facility, that's up there as well as a PDF file. I'm going to try to add the audio, but I'm sure I'm going to have to make a YouTube video for that. So I just wanted to let everybody know that right now, tonight, it's up. So we're going to add to it.
Right. That's right.
Daniel, put yourself back on mute so I can plug your websites, okay? Now, Daniel, first of all, makes nothing. None of us make a penny on this, and we're all broke, and so we thrive on donations. So people can find our PayPal accounts at the website. Mine's up there. Dave Pruitt is going to be joining us. I hope he's in the wings. I want to bring him in for a few minutes tonight. He's in Missouri and has a product called Pruitt's Tree Resin, which is awesome stuff. It's one of the world's most miraculous healing things. You can use it on any type of skin wound, infection, cut, burns, anything. And they also make really good leather care with the lower grade tree resin. It's ancient tree resin. It's all natural. It works great. So buying something from them helps, because he helps us with this broadcast as well. But anyway, Daniel does a whole bunch of volunteer type websites. And one of them is ours, courtroomwatch.com. And we got courtroomwatch.org, I think, as well. So we're right there. Just type in Courtroom Watch, and it comes usually comes right up. If you're getting blocked on anything, let us know at courtroomwatch@gmail.com. That's our email, okay? courtroomwatch@gmail.com. And let us know if you're having trouble getting anything. So Daniel runs Courtroom Watch. He runs the Single Parents Helping Single Parents.org. That's a really good one. SPHSP, Single Parents Helping Single Parents. And that's just what it sounds like. It's people who are single and have children networking with other single parents to share everything from driving duty to, you know, babysitting to, you know, bartering with whatever. And it's they got a lot of members, almost 140,000, I think, now there. So Daniel's doing great there. I just wanted to plug his websites. We're going to have a shopping mall, hopefully, at Single Parents, so people can go and buy things there, and the little bit of the money helps support the broadcast. Once again, Pruitt's Tree Resin. And my PayPal for me, for my, you know, doing my work out of this place here, is EricHughesJones@gmail.com. It's Eric Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S is my middle name, last name Jones, @gmail.com. So your donations help us do this more often and help more people, period. That's all. And the more we get, the more we can help. So we encourage people to support activism, and we'll be there for whoever we can be there for. But anyway, so I wanted to plug all that before we go too far off track. Let me say before – now, Chris, we're always going to go back to you. You've got so much to offer, and I think people really like hearing, you know, what you're talking about, especially some of the detailed stuff in regard to court cases and specific, you know, things you can point to and say, here, you know, you don't really have to convince people it's a matter of historic record. It's a Pentagon directive. It's a DOD document. I mean, it's in their own words. So let me see if Dave Pruitt's with us. Dave, are you with us? I wanted to bring you in case you're out there waiting. Dave Pruitt, 573. Dave usually has trouble getting in. He's extremely effective with our operation and does a lot, and he's the first one to get blocked, i.e. electronic harassment. So, yeah, well, there's a targeted individual right there tonight. Oh, by the way, targeted individuals, all of us, we got dumped from Blog Talk Radio. That's exactly what we're doing tonight. We did a couple of weeks ago, and our broadcast got dumped off the air. I think as soon as I used the word Rockefeller or Rothschild or something, they dumped us. And so that's the type of thing when we say targeted individuals. It's interference by the government against patriots, especially veterans, because they have military experience, and they're usually very clear-headed and good patriotic people at heart. So, this is why a lot of people are under attack. So if people out there who don't think this is going on, I can assure you it is. Tyler's a victim of it, and other stories as well. Very real-life, true cases at courtroomwatch.com. Chris, I wanted to just mention something here and keep this going, because I'm noticing Anna's case in Connecticut, the woman who did a home birth and had her baby taken by the two doctors at the hospital, not Child Protective Services. She had the case opened by the two doctors because they don't get to take out the $1 million insurance policy on the birth certificate if people do a home birth. That's the main reason. And so the two doctors got the court to seize the woman's child. She goes into court to defend herself with an attorney, and exposes all the corruption on the witness stand and ends up getting to court the next day, and she gets locked in a psychiatric ward, just like Tyler, with all men, which I thought was really gross. And then, so they were going to keep her in there for life, is what they said. And we got her out in about 3 or 4 days because there was enough public pressure. So, people, if you're going to get involved with Tyler's case, and all it requires is making a couple of phone calls every day until he's out. Now, you have every right to call any entity you want to every single day, even 2 or 3 times a day, if you have a, quote, legitimate purpose. And with this, you definitely have a legitimate purpose. You're interested in one of your fellow brethren, one of your fellow vets, or just somebody you're interested in. You're following their case. You have a right to call every day. So don't let anybody tell you it's harassment to keep calling. Just be professional and be polite, but be firm. And he must go free because this is an atrocity being committed against one of our veterans who served his country well. What is he doing locked in a psychiatric ward, being forcibly medicated with literally poison? And he knows it's killing him. He can feel it screwing up his body. He wants to stop taking the medication. He's not a danger to anybody. There's no evidence he's schizophrenic. It's only because he's talking about being a targeted individual, and that's not a very popular subject. Now, there are people out there who do dream up things. This is not one of them because I've seen this before, and I've been through it myself in many different aspects, especially mine is usually through the cell phone and the computer. But, of course, they're trying to interfere with my research and activism, but it doesn't work. Every time they make a move against us, it makes us stronger. So people have faith that if you take the high ground and get involved on behalf of somebody else like Tyler, people will get involved on your behalf if you ever get scooped up. And this could come for any one of us. You ought to think about before you go to bed tonight, people, think about this could be you. Being poisoned in a psychiatric ward against your will, all you want to do is stop taking that poison and get on with your life. The guy's clear-headed enough to want to give up his couple of grand a month, every month, to go back to work and have a hard life working. Like, that's, boy, I tell you, that's pretty admirable. I think everybody should be like that. You know, he wants to get off the disability welfare thing. He wants to, and this is not welfare. Hey, I told him this. I said, screw that. These people have abused you so much. You take whatever money you can get, and then you go out and work under the table and just don't claim it. But I appreciate the responsibility, the true Americanism. This is true Americanism. Dr. David Mantel, the Nazi doctor who worked with the Green Berets and wrote a book called True Americanism, that's not a patriot. This guy's a patriot. Tyler's a patriot. Tyler is suffering under the real tyranny, which is the medical research tyranny. And listen to what that psychiatrist said. When you replay that interview, it's up at courtroomwatch.com. He said, I believe this medicine will help you. I feel that this will make your life better. Huh? That's not science, doc. I feel and I believe, that ain't doodly squat. It's nothing. Your empty words mean nothing, and especially when they're committing atrocities like holding somebody against their will, it's disgusting. So as I'm looking at this Anna Taylor case, where the Nazi doctor that worked with the Green Berets and wrote the book called True Americanism, and now he's the preferred doctor for the Connecticut State Department of Family and Children's Services, ain't that special? He's a member of this Max Planck Institute of Psychiatry. And so I pull up Max Planck Institute of Psychiatry. And, of course, it was founded as the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute originally. I'll read a brief. I think this is important, if you'll indulge me just a couple of minutes on this, people, because it connects. See, I keep forgetting almost that the VA is involved with this. This isn't just Tyler getting labeled as a kook and his family wants to lock him up so they can control the couple of grand a month. And the psychiatric facility and the VA get all kinds of big-dollar funding for every disabled veteran they can suck into their web. Okay, so this is profiteering. All right, so I pull up this Max Planck Institute of Psychiatry. Now, this is Dr. David Mantel. Now, so we're connecting some dots here. We got the VA holding, basically, who initiated this action against Tyler. The VA's fault. This is not everybody else's profiteering and very liable and culpable, but the real initiator was the VA, so that's Army, Navy. Navy, Air Force, Marines. That's military or militant, as Tris put it so well. So the militant Veterans Administration doctors. Okay, so now Anna's the Green Berets. That's also very militant, if not military, is it not? I think the Green Berets are in the military, aren't they, Chris?
Well, the last time I checked, they were. However, what many people do not cognize is the VA is a private for private profits corporation. It is not part of the military nor the government.
Bingo.
Now,
bingo.
You mentioned the figure earlier about the Department of Homeland, the Department of Health and Human Services, the funding on the birth certificate monetization. It's actually $1.8 million or more dollars, not just $1 million, that you're funded on that SYSTA-QB trust that's created in the name of the child before it hits the ground in a secret trust or perhaps other repository for funds where you don't know it exists under the all caps fictitious straw man, some people call it name, the nom de guerre, name for war. They create war against you, as opposed to your nom de plume, the flowery name that you're given at birth, your Christian appellation, as it's termed properly. But one of the things I kind of left out on the Dr. Mantell, Dr. Mengele, is that this 10th Psychological Operations Group of the United States Army was started by so-called at the time Colonel, retired now, General Paul A. Vallely. Don't ask me to spell that name. Starts with a V like victory. And Michael Aquino, a.k.a. Colonel Michael Aquino, Filipino colonel, or maybe he's another race. I don't know. There's some, you know, there's a friend that I just sent off recently, Doug Millar, who has been studying these people, and they're along with, well, let's see if I can remember his name. I can't recall the name right this moment. I apologize.
Well, let me fill in a blank here, because a lot
sure.
of these names will be strange to people. This colonel, so you're talking about the 10th Psychological Division. Now, Colonel Aquino was and now people need to realize that Colonel Michael Aquino wasn't he the president or the head of the Church of Satan?
As a matter of fact, he was in with Anton LaVey and the Church of Satan in Southern California, and later they created, he and Vallely, their own private Church of Set.
Got
Set
it.
Was one of the Egyptian gods. In fact, Aleister Crowley, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, before you mention Aleister Crowley, this is how the occult is intimately involved at the point of controlling the entire psychiatric establishment, because look at the evidence we're coming across in every single case. The proof is in the pudding. I'm just judging the tree by its fruits. So people know we're not off base, but Aleister Crowley?
Well, Aleister Crowley was pretty steeped in these black arts of magicka himself, so that he went to Wolfslayer in Germany, the place where the Nazi high SS officers would take their sabbaticals, and they had a special black arts practicing area in the basement with a circle. You know, that circle, of course, is the serpent circle, and they had all kinds of regalia, memorabilia, and symbology in that area that was rife with, and he also went to the pyramids and tried to do some psychic establishment with the darker spirits in both those locations. These people, you know, whether you believe in evil and demonic or not, these people were dyed and steeped deeply in it. This is where the deep dark state comes from, and most of these people engage in these diabolic practices, such as burning children, eating and drinking their blood, cannibalism as it's more accurately called. These practices of child sex abuse, child sex trafficking, murdering children, this is something these people have been doing since the beginning of time, in these secret sects to gain dark powers, to associate themselves with the mighty power of the Lord of this earth, Ha-Shaitan, or Satan, or Lucifer, as you might call him, the Morning Star. And so these are people that are really deeply followers of these dark practices, these satanic practices, as it's commonly referred to, You'll see them flashing their signs and hand signals to, and sometimes you play their stuff backward and it's Hail Satan, and like Obama did, and you know, it's just really bizarre that, you know, a lot of us don't believe in these things, or maybe are naive that we don't realize that others believe in them. It's not that you believe in it, but those people absolutely believe in it, and they have diabolical intentions of using your dark powers to destroy and to take over this planet. You can be sure, and this is what we're seeing, the forces of good versus the forces of evil, the sons of light versus the sons of darkness. This battle of Gog versus Magog is what's playing out before us on the planet right now. This PNAC, Project for a New American Century, these warmongers like John Bolton and others that are in the Trump administration, a neocon administration of war, Nikki Haley. I mean, these people, John McCain, there's so many of them. They're just so diabolical that how can anybody believe they're truly conservatives when they think it's okay to murder children and abortion is just a nice word for murder and practicing in these blood sacrifices and it's just absolutely bizarre. So these people are truly crazy. There's a really interesting fellow that I've had the pleasure of being on a couple of calls with, Eric Carlstrom. I think his book or maybe his site is called Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults, which had to do with targeted individuals. Myself, I was definitely targeted. They've been tracking me since August 12th of 2012. And they launched every weapon the state, the county, the Department of Homeland Security, which is really the SS, the Stasi, the Gestapo, secret police here in America. The TSA is another branch of that. That's papers, please. You know, they want to steal your stuff and go through you and look at you naked through their body scanners at the airport, which were sold to the Department of Homeland Security and TSA by Michael Chertoff, the first director of that place. That's kind of a little cherry insider trading deal where he made the contract to buy them from himself before he left office so he could enrich himself at the power and expense of the American people. And so this is really, really a very evil and diabolical group of people you're dealing with. There are many different things that they do. This psycho-political warfare, I strongly suggest that people are interested in this and want to learn about it and be informed. Don't be deceived to believe. Notice the word believe has a lie right in the middle of it. So it's predicated upon what somebody tells you as opposed to doing your own studied research and due diligence to learn and discern for yourself. And this is what I've done, how I've acquired the knowledge that I have. I'm not selling anything. I'm not trying to enlist followers. I'm not starting a group or an organization. I'm not looking for disciples. Or you know, I'm just trying to be a good servant to the Creator to warn people. Wake up America right now. That's what the word warn stands for. As in Ezekiel 33:6, watcher on the wall, blowing that shofar as loud as I can to wake up America right now to the dangers that are in front of us. And this diabolical craft of so-called psychiatry, psychology, and what they call mental healing or mental health, the celebration of